Skiva. Your last name always scares me.
No, that was fabulous.
I just need to say it. And Dear Skiva, who is the Director of Strategic Communications and Marketing with York Technical College. So this is our monthly check-in, and welcome.
Thank you so much. This is such a great start to my day. Right before the song came on, we were talking about things like shopping,
all things girl. We're not shallow, but man.
Yeah. We don't get to do that sometimes when Lucas is around.
We don't. And I know Lucas is going to be so jealous. He sometimes wants to pretend he's with the girls in the girls' room. And nope, not today. It's all of us.
Tell him he's been replaced. I think it should just be the three of us now.
He would die.
Don't do that because he'll put you on that co-host list real quick. And it's summertime, Indira.
And yeah, you just shared you have travel plans. You're doing this and that. Now, don't speak too soon.
He's listening. I've done it once before. And the only downside is it's at like a 5 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Before the birds are even up, that's for sure.
Well, there is a ton going on at York Technical College and has been for, I mean, always, but really the last couple of years since the pandemic, it's really picked back up. So I did see that you just had a big graduation. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. You're right. So many exciting things happening under the leadership of Dr. Stacy Moore. We've really had great momentum. I mean, 10% enrollment growth this summer from last year. So really strong, great numbers. But yeah, we graduated almost 600 people.
Wow.
Exactly. How many lives changed in close to 100 programs?
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
We did it all in one commencement ceremony. So it was just really impactful to see that many people. At one point in the ceremony, our alumni speaker asked everyone in the stadium who has gone through York Technical College or alum to stand up. And it was just really interesting to see how many lives have been touched.
Right. And even if you don't necessarily have a degree from there, which you could have an associate's degree, you could have a program
certificate,
exactly. Or just have gone there maybe in the summer to kind of supplement your 4-year piece, you know, it makes such a huge impact. And we're so lucky to have, you know, York Tech right here in our community.
Absolutely.
And the trades that are coming out, I mean, again, we're going to have this next generation, or there's all ages, as you've shared with us, that go through York Tech. It's not your traditional young adults going from high school to the next level. You have adults and up there in the elderly who want to go back and further their degree. Looking around at those that were graduating, what else kind of stood out? Was there any speeches or a special moment that really made it, you know, top notch?
Well, for one, you're so right, Alex. You see people of all ages graduating from York Technical College. But I think our big special moment this year was we actually had an engagement.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, like, this is going to be Lucas is going to be loving this. This is right up his alley.
Go on our Facebook page and on our Instagram. You can see the whole thing. It was one of our students, and she graduated. She's a mom, and her fiance, now fiance, planned the whole thing out. He reached out to one of our staff members and said, "This is a big day for us." And
So they did reach out. This wasn't a spur of the moment.
We knew. Okay. A couple of us knew. And he waited until the ceremony ended, and he brought her back in with her family into the, you know, arena stadium. Whatever. And
it was at Winthrop Coliseum.
Yeah. I could have just said that, right? Whatever. you get what I'm saying here. And he brought her back, and, you know, and he said, we're just going to take pictures. They were taking photos. And then he put out the sign, "Will you marry me?" It was
that
so special.
Really
Seriously,
cool.
It's worth
that
watching.
That is really cool.
And that's smart of him because family is all there. You're kind of catching it all at once. How neat is that? And she'll always remember that special day for two reasons.
Right.
What a great day. You know, she walked away with a fiance and a degree.
I wish it could all be that way.
Does it get any better than that?
That's amazing.
I missed out on that opportunity.
Yeah. Exactly. I think we need to go back to school.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's at.
Yeah, y'all can do that. I'm done. I'll cheer you guys on from the sidelines. But speaking of celebrating, this is a big year for York Tech. You're celebrating 60 years.
Yes, yes, very big year. So September 1964, 60 years ago, York Technical College opened its doors. That following spring, we had our first graduating class. Don't quote me on this, but I believe we started with 60 students.
Wow.
So it's just really incredible to see that growth. And, you know, in marketing and communications, we're working as a college on a new 60th anniversary campaign, which will come out in August. We've been meeting about it since January. We've had conversations since last year. So we're very excited. The focus will be focusing on the lives that we've changed in the community. Ashley, you'll be part of one of those stories. I know you are an alum and you were.
I did.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
It was actually went last week. I got a phone call from Lisa.
Yes.
And then, of course, Sharam. And I did go through the teleproduction technology class. And I do share, and, you know, I don't mind sharing here, but I was at a place in life where, you know, the thing to do was to go to that four-year university. And I wasn't quite ready for that school. It wasn't something that always came easy to me. And I just kind of was floundering a little bit. But I said I had my grandmother who I was very close to, she always said, you know, you just get down to the nitty-gritty. Like, get down to the nitty-gritty. And the grit for me in my career was going to York Tech, because all that fluff kind of went away and I didn't have to flounder. I was able to really get down to that grit, which day number one, we walked in and like we were doing. Like we were in it, we were doing, we had a little bit of instruction, but it was learn as you go and it was all hands-on. And for me and my learning style and the way I learn, it just, I wouldn't be where I am today with anything in life. My career, my, you know, my determination, my get up and do without York Tech, because really at that point my confidence was gone. Like I was like, you know, I can't do this. And I thought this is what I wanted to do. And I had people telling me, I can't do it if I don't go to that 4-year institution. And so my confidence was a little bit stripped. And that was the first time in my life that my confidence was gone. But very quickly, I got that back. It came back. And here I am today. So, yeah. And I do. I told them on Friday that without York Tech, I don't know what my story would have looked like. I mean, I probably wouldn't have married Rob. I mean, I would have had to go home and be in Charleston. I don't know what it would have looked like. And I you know, I'm 100% sure that it wouldn't be as good as it is today. So
thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Amazing. Well, people like you make us so proud, because mm-hmm. you're such a success story. And the fact that you're able to do that through York Technical College. And that's exactly why we're here, to give people opportunities, and especially people who think that they don't have a chance or they don't have an opportunity mm-hmm. out there. You do. And thank you for sharing that. You are so amazing.
Well, another great thing about York Tech is that it is affordable. And sometimes that's also a barrier. You know, there could be many barriers, but a lot of times that dollar amount is a huge barrier. And it's such a great way for students to be able to get their education that way.
And in this day and age, we know the cost of anything just skyrockets. And the affordability, I think, is a big decision that folks, the young ones coming out of high school, are now having to make. And you guys have that for them.
Absolutely. And that's something we really want people to know. We are transitioning from the no-cost tuition model, but we are offering something else in place. Mm-hmm. We have the SC Win Scholarship for select programs where you can get up to $5,000 per academic year. We have a ton of other grants, scholarships, and if you look at our numbers as far as like students having to take out loans, we are on the bottom of the list.
That's great.
So our students do not have to take out a lot of loans to get through education when you look at all of the institutions around us.
Well, and you also offer the dual enrollment program, which is great for parents who have teenagers and high schoolers, because they're able to do both at the same time. And then when they do go, if they choose to go that 4-year college route, they don't have to go as long, because they were mm-hmm. able to knock out so much with you guys at York Tech.
Potentially debt-free. I mean, all that's a big deal these days.
Absolutely. And so we're proud to say that we still offer an education at little to no cost. And, you know, packages are available. The opportunity is out there.
And I do know you have, we'll mention this quickly, but we're going to mention this later when you come back. But there's a new mascot that's also launching in celebration. Can you give us any teasers?
Titan the Wolf is coming on campus in August.
All right.
The first week of classes.
Okay. The wolf is coming.
The wolf is coming.
That's amazing. Well, Indira, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Absolutely. Thanks, y'all.